I saw the old cars, he said. This is awesome.
Totally rad, Tina said with a dreamy smile. She still held Arian. Her soft cheek rested on his shoulder. Jeff leaned into some battered cushions against the wall by the record albums. He had fallen asleep. Otter and Blue Star were rummaging in the kitchen. Appealing odors of cooking food drifted in.
I want to go outside before this dream is over. Or is there a TV?
Tina crossed her index fingers in front of him in a mock remonstrance to ward off evil.
You don't understand, he said, staring. I think I may be crazy, but maybe I'm not, you know?
No TV, but that's a radio. Tina slowly released her arms as Arian stood. He turned and smiled gratefully to her.
She was so warm, so kind. It hurt. It was like he didn't deserve it, and if he liked it too much, it would be taken away. It was those thoughts again, the thoughts that ate him.
By the second day at Youth Promise, he'd seen a counselor. Arian had been in no mood to see anyone at the time. It hadn't helped in any way, yet to his chagrin, this shrink dude went right to the core with his searching questions like a hound on the chase. All it accomplished was to make Arian remember things he'd struggled so hard for so long to forget. He found a function switch on the tuner. The light of the tubes inside shone out through vents behind it, making visible patterns dapple the wall. The radio came on. Rock music was playing, some oldie.
Awesome! Even the radio's in on this.
Tina watched him turn the channels. Classical, a car lot commercial, the news. The announcer said,
that had been going on since Thursday. A student spokesman said that if their demands were not met, they were prepared to occupy the buildings indefinitely. It was not known what action, if any, was planned by the trustees at Harvard. In other news, National Security Advisor Henry Kissinger told reporters today the planned $4 billion reduction in the budget was not likely to affect the war. He did not say if French overtures on behalf of the United States and Hanoi were being taken seriously by the administration. President Nixon met with members of Congress in the Rose Garden for an official.
Arian turned the radio off. In this dream, I have no past, he mused aloud.
I like that, Tina agreed. You can do your own thing, Arian. Be whoever you want to be.
I want to be free, he said with a rising voice. No one will tell me where to go ever again. No police, no judge, no P.O., no foster folks. And if I'm anywhere where I think I am, I'm going to Woodstock.
Far out, man, Jeff praised in a drowsy voice. He sat up and rubbed an eye.
Yeah, Tina seconded with a clap of her hands, and then puzzled. Where's Woodstock?